Have you ever heard anything else besides barnyard?
I've heard what's in a barnyard. The yard, barnyard. Barnyard takes in, you know, all the, well, the, you know, the chickens and all would be around, hanging around, and I heard it called anything else, though.
Where would,
out in the yard,
yeah. Where would a farmer place his, say his cattle for grazing out where?
In a pasture.
Okay, would you call anything else, you know, if he sends them out on the,
Oh, like you may say range, you know, like, or put them out in the north pasture, going up to the north range, you know, something. North, yeah. Or about, you know, the bottom 60 or something, you know, like if he's referring to acreage that, you know, he's familiar with and everybody else knows about. He would refer to it maybe as far as like, you know, spread of spread, you know, like certain spread. The highland, you know, no, when I think of highland, I think, you know, like, but I was thinking, like, you know, he may refer to certain, like, better grazing grounds up in, like, in the hill, you know, like, and so he may refer to it as a, you know, versus, like, a low, the low pasture, the high pasture, something, but, you know, pasture, spread, range, being my thing.
Out in a cotton field, when you're weeding it with the hoe, have you ever heard of any phrase people use if they go out and work in the fields? And you might talk to some old southern person who says, yeah, I've
picked cotton.
Anything else, like he's out in the field working all day, he might
tilled the
come
soil
back in from
a hard day.
Well, in respect to cotton.
Picking cotton, hoeing cotton, baling cotton.
Yeah,
cotton picking.
Have you ever heard of that?
Wait, run that by me one more time, so maybe I misunderstood. So
understand
perfectly.
It's a term used.
Yeah, people use when they've been out hoeing cotton.
To weed cotton with a hoe, yeah. Have you ever heard of any special term or couple words put together? A person, when he's out doing this,
Wait, let me think. Yeah. Have you heard it before? Have you ever heard this term before?
I don't know. I can't remember. I now do. No, I don't think so.
Because I know of, like, when I think of people in the field with cotton, they, well, you know, the old Gone with the Wind type scene comes to mind, you know, and, they're picking cotton. As far as hoeing it, I didn't think they did that anymore. I thought they used machinery on it, you know, a little cotton jam.
Manual labor.
Yeah, okay, manual labor. He's out picking cotton.
Have you ever heard of, chop cotton?
Chop cotton? No, I've heard of choppy, you know. Which is a town somewhere. But no. Chopping cotton. Chopping cotton, is that what you said?
No, I said to chop cotton. Yeah, chopping cotton.
Chopping cotton. I've heard
to chop
that.
Cotton.
But not to chop cotton. That's really funny.
Well, I mean, you've heard of chopping in it then, you have?
Chopping cotton, yeah, but I didn't associate it with actual act. I thought it was like somebody's, a slang term, you know, I heard. So we're chopping cotton, like somebody just, like, rehashing old times or something.
Oh, you thought it was conversation?
Yeah, like when you said...
To shoot the breeze?
Yeah, to shoot the breeze. Chopping cotton is just, you know, mm-hmm.
That's
when the actual act, you know, I didn't come to mind, I always thought it was, you know, like, shooting the breeze, yeah.